AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump says Iran has proposed a workable 10-point peace plan that could help end the war, and he's pulled back his threat to widen attacks there. The statement came less than 2 hours before his deadline for Tehran to capitulate, or else its whole civilization would die. Michael O'Hanlon at the Brookings Institution says that threat went too far.
I don't think it would be legal to threaten the mass slaughter of civilians. In fact, I'm quite sure it's not. If somehow you can destroy the civilization without killing people, I suppose you could make a lawyerly case that some people would find slightly plausible that you could threaten to destroy the civilization and still not be violating the Genocide Convention or the Geneva Convention. But to me, that's pretty close to a distinction without a difference. And I think President Trump's rhetoric is out of line.
Iran's foreign minister says passage through the Strait of Hormuz will be allowed during the two-week ceasefire, but under Iranian military management, leaving it unclear whether that means Iran will loosen its chokehold on the waterway. Meantime, a White House official says Israel has also agreed to the ceasefire. Earlier, Israeli warplanes had struck bridges and railways in Iran, and a White House official had said U.S. forces had struck military targets on Iran's oil hub, Karg Island. Tehran was also pounded with intense airstrikes Tuesday, including in residential neighborhoods. And even as the ceasefire was announced, missile alerts sounded in the United Arab Emirates, Israel, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, and Kuwait early Wednesday. Elsewhere, Vice President J.D. Vance attended a rally in Hungary to support Prime Minister Viktor Orban's re-election bid, and he put President Trump on the phone to address the crowd.
He's kept your country good. He's kept Hungarian people in your country. And he's done a fantastic job. And let me tell you, I like him a lot.
Polls show Orban trailing ahead of Sunday's election. This is AP News. NASA's released striking new photos taken by the Artemis II astronauts.
The four channeling Apollo 8's famous Earthrise shot from 1968 with a powerful photo of Earth setting behind the gray pockmarked moon. Another image captures the total solar eclipse that occurred when the moon blocked the sun from the crew's perspective. Commander Reed Weissman.
It's indescribable. No matter how long we look at this, our brains are not processing this image in front of us. It is absolutely spectacular, surreal. There's no adjectives. I'm going to need to invent some new ones to describe what we are looking at out this window.
The three Americans and one Canadian journeying the farthest any humans have from Earth are now headed home with a splashdown in the Pacific set for Friday. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.